Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, some days are more important than others. As you look back over your life, chances are there are days that really stand out for you. Not all days are equal. Some soon fade into the mix. Others continue to stand out. Some of you remember vividly the day that JFK was shot or the space shuttle Challenger exploded. Most of you remember 9/11. On an individual basis, you may remember a particular Christmas, a birthday, a family vacation, your wedding day, the birth of a child, the day your favorite team won the big game. You remember a particular pain or tragedy or loss that's forever seared in your heart and memory. Some days more important than others. So in our Old Testament reading today in Jeremiah speaks to the people of Jerusalem about the supremely important, crucial standout days. Those days came with the advent of Jesus Christ. Some 2,000 years ago, God sent his Son into our world in human flesh. Jesus came preaching the good news of God's kingdom, healing the sick and driving out demons, suffering and dying for our sins on the cross, and rising on the third day. And then, of course, ascending into heaven. Those days are the most important days this world has ever seen. They are the centerpiece of human history. Those days bring meaning and hope to all other days. Jeremiah the prophet pointed the people toward those days. But the people in Jeremiah's time, like people in every age, were more interested in their own days, in the right now needs of their lives. God's patience with Jerusalem, it ended. In punishment for their unbelief and idolatry, God announced that he would bring the Babylonians against Jerusalem. He told Jeremiah, he said, "Hey, my mind is made up. I'm not changing it. I'm going to destroy the city, and nothing could change it." What kind of reaction do you suppose Jeremiah got from these wonderful words of promise? They're like a million people, Babylonians, outside the walls of Jerusalem, every one of them armed and ready and planning to carry them off into slavery. It wasn't long. Jerusalem fell to the Babylonians, as Jeremiah had foretold. The city, the beautiful city of God, was torn apart with her great walls tumbled and the temple of God, believe it or not, looted and destroyed. But those few among them who still placed their hopes and promises of God's word through Jeremiah were not to be disappointed. In spite of the present and the bitter hardship, they clung to God's sweet promises. They set their hearts not on their own day, but on the days which were coming. "The days are coming," God promised. And come they did. 600 years later, at God's perfect time, God made a new branch out from the line of King David. We know who that is, don't we? That's Jesus, God's own son. And he came to Judah and to Jerusalem to fulfill every promise God had made to them. He conquered death, sin, and hell. He restored the relationship between God and his people. He won eternal victory for God's people over their enemies and gave them security, eternal joy, and an eternal kingdom. Those days, Jesus' days, were God's source of true help and comfort for his people. It's also for us living now in 2021. The significance and the power of Jesus' earthly life extends far, far beyond the day when he ascended into the Father and was hidden by the clouds. The saving strength and merciful favor of God for you today is rooted and anchored in the life and the work of Jesus Christ, come into the flesh for you. And that's why church observes a church year or liturgical year, a year, year after year. We follow this calendar year after year, rehearsing the life of Christ over and over and over again, from Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Ascension, and of course, Pentecost. Our scripture readings direct and the hymns direct our attention to the saving work of Jesus Christ. The church year directs our attention to those days, which God tells us are the most important days for us. And so we begin another church year today on the first Sunday in Advent. We fix our eyes, we set our hearts on those days. Those are the days that truly matter most. As we hear from the scriptures about Jesus' life, about Jesus' love 2,000 years ago, we encounter his revelation of God's true heart, his profound love, and the true pattern and meaning of life. When we eat the bread, which is his body, and drink the cup, which is his blood, we do so in remembrance of the days of Christ's saving work and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Because of Jesus' death 2,000 years ago, all of your sin and guilt is removed. It's gone. It is gone for you. At the baptismal font, our Lord gives us a new life in holy baptism. He does so by the power of Christ's resurrection. And because of his resurrection 2,000 years ago, you have the pledge of eternal life and glory today. Yes, some days are more important than others, more outstanding, more special, more crucial. For those who know Jesus, those days, Jesus' days, are the most important and dear to us. Throughout this sermon, we've been looking kind of backward to the days of Jesus. But there is another great day coming. That day is yet coming, and our Lord Jesus has promised us when the heavens above will be shaken, and we will see Jesus coming on the clouds with great power and great glory. Yet even as we fix our eyes on those days 2,000 years ago, the days of the Lord Jesus, we also watch that coming day, just as the Lord encourages us. And when Jesus comes a second time, he will raise up. He will raise up all the dead and will give eternal life and a place in his kingdom to all who trust in him. Thousands and ten thousands of his saints will rise from the dust of that day and will shine, and will shine with them like the stars forever and ever. That day is coming soon. Jesus promises us. Yes, indeed, some days are more important than others. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.